Welcome to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio, broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3, bringing you the best vibes the musical world has to offer. You are now chilling with the Penguins.
Welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. This is your host, DJ Boho, and I can't wait to get into this episode with you guys. This is going to be the ultima, the greatest, and the latest of the Flavor in Your Ear saga. And, you know, as you may know, this show's about music, everything great about it, good concerts, and little odds and ends and fun facts about music that you may not have known. You usually walk away from this show a little bit smarter. Or with a curiosity and a desire to listen to a new genre. So, I hope I can do that for you today. And you may be asking, why the Southern drawl, DJ Boho? Well, as you know as well, I like to jump around different genres of my favorite music. And I like to kind of play the devil's advocate and go on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And today, we're going to get into outlaw country. That's right, I said it. Outlaw country. And last week we did reggae, ja vibes. We got Aire. We talked about Bob Marley from Jamaica, man. All they eat is bacon. And we talked about the Cali reggae scene, which is the dopest dope. And, of course, Revolution. Soja, Stick Figure. These are the must-listen-to artists of the Cali reggae scene. So, back to outlaw country, like I said. Thanks for tuning in again. I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. This is going to be one hell of a show to end all the shows. So, let's just jump right into it. Enough playing around. But I'll give you a little bit of a forecast here for what's to come. You know, this one's a fun one for me because I have had a love-hate relationship with country. You know, country music, growing up for me, did not do it for me. I grew up listening to good old classic rock, Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, the blues. So I had developed a pretty keen sound for good guitar riffs and, you know, good drum beats and great vocals and lyrics. So the first time I heard country, I was not pleased, to say the least. You know, I came to love country music in an odd way, but I'm going to get to that later, okay? So, like I said, I grew up hating country. I thought it was one of the worst genres of music alongside punk music. Don't get me started there. But punk music, you know, like I said, don't get me started. That one's pretty loud and crazy. But country just, you know, oh, that twang in my ear did not do it for me, you know. The way they said their words with that twang, the rinky-dinky guitar and the banjo I thought was just stupid. You know, I also thought the songs were dumb, too. Talking about redneck trucks and tractors and drinking beers and hunting bucks and ducks. And, of course, eating cornbread and chicken. Kind of stupid to me. So, you know, to me, the sounds weren't very good. Lyrically, it was terrible. And rhythmically and with instrumentals, it was just like, what am I listening to? A bunch of garbage. So I was forced to listen to it, though, every now and then because I have a twin brother, and he is a bona fide redneck. I'll just say it. If he hears this, you know, he will say, yep, my brother's right. I am a redneck. You know, my brother grew up with a mentor that kind of got him into country. They used to drive around his truck in Woodside, California, and I guess that's where he got his roots, you know, driving around a truck, a Ram truck, and they used to listen to artists like Alan Jackson, that song Cornbread and Chicken. Probably none of you have really ever heard that, but that's the name of the song. And so that's what I was forced to listen to. You know, I lived right next to my twin brother back home growing up, and every so often I'd let him play country music on car rides and in his room next to me. So, you know, some of them, some of these songs even caught on for me. I hate to say it. It's a tough one for me to admit, but they did. They caught on. And I think it's probably because I heard them so many goddamn times. Not because I really liked it a lot, but, you know, when you hear things enough over and over, repetition is key. And so, you know, you start singing along even when you don't like the damn song. So that happened. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a hunter, and I come from a hunting family. And I don't hunt much these days, but growing up, it was a great way to connect and bond with my family and friends. So going out to the duck club with my brother, my family, and friends, they would always blast good old country music. And, you know, I'll just say it was a little bit tough for me. I wanted to hear some good old Skinner and maybe some Journey and the Eagles. But what we heard was David Allan Coe and, you know, a little bit Toby Keith and Johnny Cash. Let me stop right there. Johnny was the first country artist that I really liked. And what I didn't know about Johnny that I know now is Johnny, Mr. Cash, is known as outlaw country. Outlaw country is different than regular country. You know, so I also heard artists like Alan Jackson, like I said earlier, and Toby Keith. And these guys were definitely on the poppier side of country. They had that twang and that real country sound that I didn't like. But John, you could definitely differentiate Johnny Cash as different from these fellers, Toby Keith and Alan Jackson. He didn't have that twang. He had his unique sound. He had definitely more of a dramatic sound and a little bit more melancholy. But you could tell there was an influence of blues, and that's what I liked. But I find myself at country concerts, and, you know, I gotta say, if you haven't been to a country concert, just go. Especially as a man, a young teenager, I got to go to a few country concerts and see Toby Keith, and holy cow, all the girls, you know, dancing around and, you know, have a few beers. That's a good time right there. I'm not even listening to the artist. Just for the beautiful women. Moving on. I'll just leave it right there. So, I was still not convinced as a country fan. I was going because I had my friends and girlfriends. They all loved country. So I kind of got dragged along to all these shows and dragged along to try to get into it. And I never really did. But the first artist that I actually kind of took a listen to was Johnny Cash. And then came Mr. Jason Aldean. And the first song I heard by him was in my buddy's truck in high school. The song came on, and it went like this. She's Country. And this She's Country song had a heavy rock influence. And that's what I needed. This song had heavy guitar riffs and melodies influenced by rock rather than old school country. And that I can get behind. So like Jason Aldean, I liked him. I liked him a lot. But still not fully a country fan. It wasn't until I met a girl who introduced me to a man named Chris Stapleton. First, let me tell you, this was a beautiful blonde girl who was my summer crush in my early 20s. Woo-wee! So she kind of helped me give this Chris Stapleton a look-see. She was this beautiful blonde girl, and she, you know, she brought this Chris Stapleton album and says, "Hey, you got to listen to this." I said, "You betcha." So, popped in this Chris Stapleton album, and what do you know? I swear it wasn't the looks of this girl. This music was absolutely incredible. And, you know, my jaw dropped. Behold, the first time in my life, I loved what I was hearing from a country artist. I was blown away. I finally found a sound I could relate to. And, you know, musically that I could appreciate from a country artist. I just couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded. So, let me explain why. First of all, Chris Stapleton has an amazing, amazing voice. That son of a gun has range you just can't believe. You know, he came up as a songwriter. He's from good old Kentucky. So he's got a little bit of a southern drawl, not a twang, but a drawl. And he's got more of a bluesy sound to him. And so, but him being a songwriter for many years, it really allowed him to develop his creativity and his sound and appreciate lyrics. I think that's real important. He is known as Outlaw Country. And if I didn't explain it, let me explain it again. Outlaw Country is a subgenre of country music. And they are known as a style of country which focuses on, you know, kind of outlaw, you know, dealing with drugs and against the beaten path. And it's talking about their sorrows. And Chris definitely did that, but he did it in a different way. But he also talked a lot about good times and family stuff and being good to one another. And so I could really get behind all that. So, but to give you an idea, some of the great outlaw country artists are known as like Willie Nelson, Hank Williams Jr., and of course, like I said earlier, Johnny Cash. What makes them stand out is that somber, melancholy lyrics, but these lyrics are intense. It's not like, hey, I got my tractor fixed up and I like chicken. It's no, they're talking about some real, real stuff with some real substance. And that's what a lot of people want to relate to and hear. At least that's what I wanted to hear. So the reason why it sounds so good as well is because most of outlaw country artists have their influences from blues, rock, and folk music. I heard Chris Stapleton's first solo album as a singer-songwriter called The Traveler. And that was it, man. I was hooked. It was, you know, it was all I needed to hear. So, you know, Chris Stapleton did play for a few other bands before he went solo. He played for the Johnson Brothers and the Steel Drivers. And they're not bad, but they didn't allow him to spread his wings. You know what I mean? He was kind of tied down, and they wanted him to be a certain way, and he didn't get to do that. So when he went solo, he spread his wings, man. He played his guitar. He can rip on that guitar, and he let his lyrics come through. And that's fucking awesome. So, you know, the first time I heard that album, I replayed it like week after week. And it really never got old. You know, his vocal abilities are incredible. He like I mentioned earlier, he's a fantastic songwriter. He's a master of the art. And since the Traveler album, he's gone on to release three more albums, and most recently he released one this year, and all of them are absolutely bitching. You know, I saw him live. I got to give you a little tidbit here. I saw him live at Shoreline Amphitheater. Let me tell you, if you're in love with an artist, you really want to actually hear and experience them and their talent, don't get lawn seats. Shoreline Amphitheater is a huge venue in Mountain View, California. And if you really want to hear someone's talent, hear the music up close, don't be a dummy like me and get lawn seats to see Chris Stapleton. Lawn seats are for when you want to drink quite a few beers and enjoy the time out there with your homies and your buddies, not when you want to actually get intimate with the artist. So anyways, I saw Chris Stapleton there. I was pretty bummed. Next time I go buy tickets to see Chris, I realize it's worth paying the extra price tag for getting good seats. So anyways, I thought I'd share that with you. If you're going to Mountain View, now you know. If you're going to Shoreline, don't do what I did. So if you haven't you know, listen to Chris Stapleton, please do. You know, what he did for me is he showed me a new side to the country genre. Really did. I found that outlaw country is really more rhythmically and musically amazing and sounds much better. It opened up the world of country I've never even heard before. It is the only really genre of country I listen to. And it's incredible. You can listen to it on good drives. They have upbeat country, outlaw country, but it's really just good music to listen to. And side note, if you are not a Spotify user, I highly suggest getting on to Spotify. It is the best streaming app, and I am not getting paid by Spotify to say this. This is how I found outlaw country and all the great artists through Spotify. They have a great algorithm, whatever that means, and you can find like artists just by pressing a button, and they'll connect you with other outlaw country artists, or maybe you want to find other rock artists or reggae artists, and they'll create a playlist for you, and you'll find many great artists just like the one you're listening to. So, had to share that. I was late to the Spotify game, and now I'm in love with it. And, you know, to give you a few more outlaw country artists before I go, Brent Cobb is my latest discovery. He sounds like good old Lynyrd Skynyrd, I swear. His voice is just like Ronnie Van Zant, and he's freaking awesome, I tell you. Another one, also from Kentucky, is Tyler Childers. Tyler Childers has a very powerful, almost bone-chilling, back-chilling voice. It's pretty incredible. He's also, like I said, from Kentucky. He's a good old boy. Give him a listen. I think you'll like him. So, you know, both of these guys have sophisticated voices and instrumentals along with powerful lyrics. And that's what makes good music, period, not just outlaw country. So give them a listen, I swear. And sheesh, that's all the time I got. This is the last show. I got to say, guys, it's been fun, really been fun to share my love for music with you. And my musical taste, you know, if I do a little recap here, popping out of my country voice, you know, I started off with blues rock. I had to share my experience. That's one of my favorite genres, seeing some great blues artists, growing up on the good old blues. And then I jumped on the other end to techno. It's a little Daft Punk, little Deadmau5, and then good old reggae. And my recent discovery and new love with outlaw country. So I had to do this show on music because music kind of runs my life. It's soundtrack to my life. And I'm really glad I got to share that with you guys. I really appreciate you tuning into my show. It's been so much fun for me. So thank you for listening to Flava in Your Ear. Have a great summer. And I hope it's filled with fun. And of course, great music. Get out there and go to some shows. They are opening up now. They are popping up everywhere as, you know, things are getting more optimistic. Enjoy the vibe, guys. Boho out.
Thank you for listening to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio. Broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3. Thanks for chilling with the Penguins. Keep blasting that good music, and remember, keep vibing to the beat.